Hello, everybody. This is Ethan, and welcome back to another episode of Chitter Chatter. This is episode number 143, and I haven't been on recently. I know that I've been doing my my mock examinations for the Irish Leave Insert, which has been fun, you know, with all the revision and stuff. I haven't had a lot of time to do a lot of things, to be honest. But found some time to do a bit of a do a bit of a podcast episode. We're back with another Manchester United match review, and yeah, just same old Manchester United. Manchester United 1, Southampton 1. I mean, what is there to say, really? It's just, it's poor, it's lazy, it's just not good enough, not good enough. You know, on paper, we should be thrashing these teams, we should be beating Middlesbrough, we should be beating Southampton, we should be beating bottom of the table Burnley. Do you know what I mean? I mean, like, since we lost to Wolves at the start of the new year, we won 1-0 against Villa, drew then 2-2 in the FA Cup, drew then 2-2 against Villa in the league, beat Brentford 3-1, beat West Ham just about 1-0, drew against Middlesbrough, drew against Burnley, and then drew against Southampton. And the most annoying thing about them draws is that our opposition has scored after us. We cannot for our lives keep a clean sheet. We cannot defend. We cannot keep a win. We need to start shutting the games off. I mean, the only positive really from that United game is Jadon Sancho's goal. Sancho looks like he's really starting to, you know, come into his own now. He's really starting to perform. He's performing very well, or he started to perform very well. So, you know, obviously he had a bit of a slow start coming to the club. You know, maybe not starting a few games here and there, but now he's got regular starts. He's showing why he should be getting regular starts, and he is turning back into the Jadon Sancho that we knew in Germany, which is fantastic, because we need that now. Do you know what I mean? We really do. With Ronaldo being on his longest goal drought for about, what, 20 years, I think it is. And then, you know, obviously, you know, Ragnick starting him over Cavani. But Cavani, I think, was playing against Burnley, and he was basically a no-show. You know, we have two of the biggest, most well-known strikers in the world, and they're not putting in good performances. You know, some people are saying, oh, Ronaldo's washed, Ronaldo's done. I don't think he's washed or he's done. It's just he's on a goal drought. And he will get back. You know, he'll start scoring again, obviously. You know, I'm not worried. It is just very annoying that the two main strikers at the club, you know, Cavani and Ronaldo, veterans of the game, aren't putting in good enough performances, aren't putting up good enough standards. But that can be said for the whole team. You know, Pogba's returned to the midfield. He started, he played very, very well today, actually. That's another positive that I didn't mention. But, you know, it's trying to find that right partner for him. You know, is it going to be McTominay? Is it going to be Fred? Because you cannot drop Pogba after the shifts that he's put in. You know, regardless whether he wants to leave or whether he wants to leave the club, he's still putting in his very best performances, and he's a world-class player, Paul Pogba. No matter how much you love him or hate him, he's a world-class player. And he's even putting in some very, very, very good performances recently for United, especially today. But you know, we've always needed defensive midfielder. Something that has been worked on in the summer. There was little to no activity during the January transfer window regarding Manchester United, which is weird. Because we always get linked with about 500 players. It's ridiculous. Because, you know, it's just stories, innit? You know, stories that are going to get clicks and whatnot. But, look, defensively, we need to sort ourselves out. I'd actually be inclined to start Telles over Luke Shaw now. Luke made quite a few mistakes. I'm not exactly sure who's better now. I don't think Luke Shaw is the same United player that we had last season when he was performing brilliantly for United and England. It got him the England call up the way he played. But Alex Telles, you know, I don't fault his game at all. I think he's a very, very good defender. It's just a question, should he be starting over Luke Shaw? I think, yeah, now he should. Dalot, I think he's more of an attacking right back. I think he can defend as well, which is good. Something that people would say is a fault of Aaron Wan-Bissaka's game is he's, you know, maybe a good attacker, or maybe not a good defender, or a good defender, maybe not a good attacker. But I think Dalot can actually do both of them things. But I would be inclined. I mean, I like Wan-Bissaka, so, you know, I never really thought he's a bad player for United, even though he, you know, even though some Man United fans will stand by that he's not a good player, but I think he is. But I wouldn't mind seeing both of them start. You know, when the lineup comes up and it's Wan-Bissaka, I'm happy. If it's Dalot, I'm happy. Do you know what I mean? I really don't care about the right back situation because I think both of them are solid enough, to be honest. Let's talk about the centre backs. So, I mean, Maguire, captain of Man United, one of the most expensive midfielders in the he is the most expensive defender in the world, I think. Still. Which is not his fault. It's not his fault that he's the most expensive. But it is the truth. And it is the truth that he's captain of Manchester United. I don't think he should be starting games anymore. After what I've seen today from him, he's not good enough. And I don't like hating on players, and I never usually do. I don't usually call him out for being trash and whatever, but I will give my opinion, and my opinion is I don't think Harry Maguire is good enough to start against Manchester United, and I think nearly all United fans will agree with that. And, you know, If you're watching the matches, you'll know exactly what I mean. I think Varane is a solid defender, but I think Varane's a world class defender. Let's not even go there with Varane. But he fits into United well, Rafael Varane. He does, but the thing is, he just gets overshadowed by Maguire's defensive errors when they're playing together, which is a shame because I think, you know. Well, I know Varane is a very, very good defender, but I know Harry Maguire is not consistent enough, and he's not a brilliant defender. But then you see, you know, who starts instead of him? Lindelof, probably. But I mean, you know, I mean, Eric Bailly as well. I love Eric Bailly, one of my favourite United players. Will he be enough to start every single United game? I don't know, because he's very injury prone, which is very, very unfortunate, because I do think he has the makings of a great defender, and I do think he's a good defender, but he can't be consistent enough because of how injury prone he is, which is unfortunate. I think Lindelof and Varane is just our best centre-back pairing. I really do. I would say Eric Bailly if I wasn't worried that he'd get injured all the time. Do you know what I mean? But yeah, I'd have to go with Lindelof and Maguire. Lindelof and Varane. I do not understand why Maguire keeps getting all these chances when he's just not putting in good performances. when you have Lindelof, who I now believe is a better defender than Harry Maguire, on the bench. You could say that with, you know, with Ronaldo, for example, is anyone on the bench as good as Cristiano Ronaldo? No. Simple fact. Yeah, he's not. He's had a bit of a goal drought, but so has Cavani. You know, but he has saved us so many times. He's the only reason we're in that round of 16 in the Champions League. That's simple fact. That's the truth. And then the midfield, as you know, as I said, you know, with Paul Pogba, you know, you're not going to drop Paul Pogba. Yeah, I think it's, unless if he does leave in the summer, which realistically, I think he probably will now. We'll probably buy a new midfielder from all that money we'll get. Well, unless he leaves on a free. I don't know. Depending on what happens with Paul Pogba, I think we'll buy another midfielder anyway, because we desperately need one. It's abundantly clear. We need someone to control the midfield, because Pogba and even McTominay, really, are attacking midfielders, because McTominay, McTominay has the ability to score some absolute cracking goals, I tell you, but Is he good as a defensive midfielder? Look, he gets stuck in, but it's like Fred. Like, they both get stuck in, but they're just not consistent enough for my liking, honestly. And I know a lot of Man United fans have had a change in tune over Fred recently because of a few good performances he has put in, but I don't know, he's just not a consistently good midfielder, because even when you look at when he has played well, you know, a lot of times people make jokes about, oh yeah, Fred proved his worth to both teams today. That's not a good thing though, you know. Obviously, yeah, it's a funny joke, but if you look at what that means, it's not good, is it? You know, it isn't. So we just need a midfielder, honestly, just preferably a defensive one, because we've got too many attacking, you know. Look, we've got Bruno, we've got Pogba, who you know, attacks. We've got McTominay, who can attack and I believe should be in an attacking position. We've got Van de Beek, who hasn't been given enough chances. He's actually started for Everton today. Everton has just scored, actually, now that I say that. Don't know who has scored. But anyway, look, it is what it is, I suppose, until the summer. You know, we can't make any transfers now. I mean, look, if it were up to me, the lineup I'd be putting out is probably De Gea, Telles, Wan-Bissaka, or Dalot, Lindelof, Varane, Paul Pogba, probably McTominay as well, because, you know, Jadon Sancho, Bruno Fernandes. Rashford is an interesting one, because I love Rashford, but again, you know, is he consistent enough to start every game? I'm not sure. And I'd probably put Ronaldo at striker, but that we're basically just working with what we have. I really think we should just get some youth players starting. Alanga, I think he probably should start more games. Maybe in front of Rashford, you know, maybe thinking of like Hannibal Majerabi, maybe, you know, starting a few games. Honestly, why not at this point? It was who did score that? It was Michael Keane who scored for Everton. So they are beating Leeds 2-0. Getting into the game anyway, you know, 1-1 at Old Trafford. You know, lovely goal from, well, the setup for a lovely goal for Jadon Sancho. Yeah, obviously, you know, it was just tapping across the box from Rashford. But it was beautiful, beautiful ball from Bruno. Nice run by Rashford. And Jadon Sancho finishing it off there as well. Now, we played well in that first half. It was really end-to-end stuff. It was a very, 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 very entertaining game. Southampton then scored basically just after the the whistle for the well not just straight after, but you know what I mean. Just after the start of the second half, Che Adams' 48th minute goal, and then after that, still end-to-end stuff, but by the 60th minute, it just got boring. You know, after that, it was just, I don't know, just, you know, it got very, got a bit intense by the end of the game, you know, bookings galore, you know, a bit of shoves and whatnot, but it's just same old United, it really is. It's just not good enough. You know, would I say this is Rangnick's fault? I don't know, because the players, you know, as we now know, the players need a good mentality check, whether they have the fighting desire to play for this football club. But I think bringing in Pochettino for Rangnick, I don't think it would do any difference at all. Erik ten Hag, on the other hand, I think Erik ten Hag could probably get us where we want to go, not Pochettino. Really not Pochettino, I don't think. But yeah, there's not much to say about the match review, if I'm being completely honest. Yeah, it was an entertaining game, a few bookings, but the headline is just going to be Man United bottle it again, because we have. And it's been going on for too long now. Something needs to change. You know, it's games we should really be winning against Burnley, Middlesbrough and Southampton. We've lost, you know, six possible points, and we've got two out of two games. We face Brighton, which is going to be another hard match. Then Leeds, which I actually quite fancy our chances. Atletico Madrid, and then we end off February by playing against Watford. March, on the other hand, we are absolutely done for. We have City away, Tottenham at home, Atletico Madrid at home, Liverpool at Anfield, and then at the start of April, we have Leicester at home. So, yeah. We will see what happens, but something needs to change, and change quite fast, especially for them, very, very important fixtures. We're out of the FA Cup. We're out of the race for the title. We only have the Champions League, and we are, you know, it's going to probably take a miracle for us to win that. So, yeah, and we're ready for another trophy this season. Again. Anyway, that's where I'm going to leave it. Thank you very much for listening. Hopefully, I can become a bit more consistent after my exams are done and dusted by the end of the summer. But my mocks will be done and dusted by the end of the coming week. So thank you very much for listening. As always, hope you have a great afternoon, great morning, great day, great night, or whatever you are in the world. This is this episode of Chit Chat. Once again, thank you very much for listening. Keep safe, as always, and goodbye.